three captivating moments or takeaways from the Book of Genesis. Now, keep in mind, I did not take my notes originally when I was first reading it. I had to take it later, but I hope you... We couldn't do this video without talking about the history of creation, talking about the beginning of the earth and the heavens, and just how God universally created this earth. When God was talking about the firmament of heaven, he was talking about how the heavens would help separate the water and become the celestial body. The history of creation also talked about the signs of awakening. And I thought that it gave a sense, the first part of the Bible gave a sense of awakening and this like presence, this like holy presence on the earth and like the blessings. And I also think that once God came to earth, that there was less chaos than before. And I also thought that the first part of Genesis also talks about the tree of life, which you would understand later. And the other scriptures to be fruitful and multiply. And I feel like that the tree of life kind of serves as this like spiritual connection and growth with God's audience, you know, God's, you know, descendants and God's people. God's covenant with creation being Noah was a really good one. Whenever Noah was traveling on the ark with all the animals and all the flesh, when the destructive floods were caving in, there was so much violence whenever God wasn't around. You know, when Noah finally made it to the promised land, God helped to make a covenant of all flesh to protect all flesh, being all humans. And it gave this sense of like, you know, like, cause like you read, it says right here, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. So it gives this sense of like peace and tranquility with all flesh, that, you know, to just give a sense of peace. And I thought that, that like without this covenant that would be made with Noah, that like, you know, without the covenant that God made with Noah, that God would not have the same promise or the same, you know, mindset, like the same remembrance, because God remembered Noah also, especially during the ark, you know, the journey, like when he was on the sea. So I feel like with that covenant, which was being fruitful and being multiplied, then God would not teach Abraham to be fruitful and multiply to all nations and to be in heaven with all his descendants, like the stars in the sky, which I thought was really inspirational and really cool. Therefore, in conclusion, God gave Noah the power to give him the hand of the sea. So like anytime they would storm or winds would be destructive, that Noah would give peace and tranquility. And there would always be this like this light at the end of the tunnel. There would always be this positive rainbow to show peace and just tranquility, like I said, like a sense of humanity on his journey. With also being the fact that the seasons would still stay the same with, you know, God obviously wanting to be fruitful and multiply, you know, to give life to his creations on earth. See, this one is so inspiring. Abraham's covenant. You know, God wanted Abraham to be all righteous and to be faithful and to tell the truth and to spread God's word. And therefore, he called Abraham the Most High and wanted his descendants to be in heaven to share the same message that he shared with Noah about being fruitful and multiply to all flesh so that we could restore all humanity and can have forgiveness with God. Whenever we sin, we have forgiveness with God. So therefore, Abraham would be called the land of, like, he would then be called Abraham, which would be in context, like for words, that would be called the land of all nations. And, which makes part of the covenant. God's also part of the covenant with Abraham was to share God's word, you know, carry the sword of the spirit, like in his heart, just like how God felt in his heart about the promise that he made with Noah, as a part of restoring humanity, to, share God's word. And God also gave him the land of Canaan, which Abraham was living in most of his life. And even like to raise his, to make his descendants and to have kings be after him, because, you know, Abraham is the Most High and he's the king of all nations. You know, he's part of God's, you know, figure. And also like to have children to abstain from sin, like as a way of like circumcising, which shows like the sacrifice that like Abraham made as a covenant with God. previously. All right, lastly, just kind of like some key points of all the, you know, and of course, like talking about the Pharaoh in Egypt and also like Jacob, like being the name of like Israel, like being the future of Israel was also just incredible to read. I do like that. But yeah, I shouldn't have taken those. But anyways, but some key points I did take away, if I learned anything from Genesis, it is commitment, forgiveness, kindness, the origin, you know, because obviously God created the heavens and the beginning of the earth and the heavens, and then hope, and most importantly, covenant. All right, thank you guys for watching my video. I will then begin to continue on Exodus.